This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we're going to take some time to visit with TJ Curtin of Curtin Land and Cattle. TJ, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine, thanks. We've got a sale on March 9th that we're going to be talking about. I want to get some details on that, so tell us what is actually going to be for sale at your farm.
Well, this is our annual spring production sale. This is actually the 10th year that we've been hosting it here at our farm. I'm pretty excited about that, and not a whole lot's changed this year in our offering. We're still offering the bulls, spring pairs. We've got fall pairs, spring and fall bred heifers, and spring and fall heifer calves, and also some pregnancies. So really, a little bit of everything for everyone, depending on, you know, what they're looking for.
Sounds good. You'll have to remind us again, what breed of cows do you have?
Oh, we're Angus, registered Angus.
All right. Well, definitely a good variety that's going to be available at the sale. For the sale, is this going to take place similar to an auction, or what's the setup going to be like?
Yes, we do have, it's a public auction. We have an auctioneer right there in the booth, and take your live bids. We do have it is simulcast over the internet DV auction. So if you cannot make it to the sale, but you can be in front of a computer, you can click the bid right there as if you were at the sale. So you could get on DVauction.com and you need to sign up for a bidder's number with them and get that taken care of maybe a day or two before the sale. Because if you're not signed up, I think they do kind of ask you a couple questions, do a little, you know, credit report on you, just make sure everything's good to go. We do have a live auction. One thing that we have moved to a couple years ago is we do not bring the cattle through the ring. It sure is a lot easier sale day to leave the cattle where they are on display. The cattle will all be here on display at pens like they always have been, but we video all the cattle. And so we just broadcast those videos of the cattle on TV screens. So the one difference, I guess, to a typical public auction or they won't be actually run through the ring.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you've got some good alternatives other than doing that. I wanted to talk a little more about the online auction part. Is this something that you've done before? I know this is becoming more and more popular, and really it opens up your market of buyers because it's online, so virtually anybody that just has access to the internet could participate in this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I was, you know, honestly, we were somewhat of an early adopter to it. We've been doing it now for, gosh, 6-7 years at least. For most of the history of our sale, we've had an online component. And it definitely, the first year I did it, it brought in a tremendous amount of extra dollars. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it to do that well, but it really, really did. And we typically sell several head of cattle through that avenue on it every year, and then plus the additional bids that you get here and there. And then what's pretty neat about it is they let you know who watched your sale, and so it's quite a list. It's amazing to me how many people watch it from across the nation. It just increases your exposure, as well as allows people who maybe have off the farm jobs and things like that, they can get to a computer there for an hour or so and watch your sale and bid if they like to.
Sure. Well, that's really interesting, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout again this year for the sale. Anything that you would like to share about how your cattle are raised, the setup of your farm, just maybe to let people know, hey, this is how we do things, and you can come out to the sale or even maybe beforehand to view the cattle and see what we're all about?
Oh, yes. People are always, I encourage people to come before the sale. I can talk to you at length a little more about each individual animal. So absolutely, people are welcome before the sale. Actually, I encourage it. We usually get a decent amount of people look at the cattle, you know, before sale day. So that's obviously no problem there. You know, how we raise our cattle, I would say it's pretty typical of most registered Angus outfits in the Midwest. We feed our available forages here in the wintertime, and then pretty much everything's on the out on pasture in the summer. So they're real world cattle that just You know, we've bred specifically with a certain set of EPDs and pedigrees that we think will add value to the commercial cattlemen. So we definitely encourage people who are interested to give me a call and come and look at the cattle. They're available for viewing at all times.
Well, sounds great. And I know you've got some experience with this industry. You know, you said this is your 10th sale, I believe, but I think raising cattle and curtain and cattle, that's something that has been done in your family for a number of years.
Yeah, my 1936, my great-grandfather purchased his first couple head of Angus heifers and for his sons to show in 4-H, and we've had them ever since. And it's been quite an important part of our family's heritage. And we've kept them along for all these years. And, you know, it's something that's, like I said, important to us and that I grew up with. And it's a project that continues on and certainly has added a lot of value to our farming operation.
Well, it's wonderful that you've been able to carry on raising cattle throughout the years. And that only means that you've got experience and are going to have a good product for people to come look at. TJ, if you would, I know Blue Mound is where you're located near. Maybe just give us some ideas of easy directions or landmarks that people could look for if they'd like to come out.
Yep. Our farm's actually very easy to find. My address obviously will get you here if you type that into, you know, a Google Maps or something like that, or just to let people know where it is if you get to the town of Blue Mound on Route 48, if you can find the grain elevator, which is pretty easy to find, and we are 2.5 miles straight west of that. There's only one road that heads west out of Blue Mound. I live on that road 2.5 miles west. My address is 1942 East, 2400 North Road, Blue Mound, Illinois. 62513, and phone number is area code 217-825-3005.
Well, thanks so much. We've been visiting with TJ Curtin of Curtin Land and Cattle, and they've got their annual production sale on March 9th.